This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. cattle herd may be rebuilding due to strong demand. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Nomination is now open for a new award to be presented at the Iowa State Fair, sponsored by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network with support from Bex Hybrids. The Heart of the County Fair Award will be presented to six county fairs, one from each of the six county fair districts in the state. The award is designed to honor specific individuals who put in the extra time and effort to produce a successful county fair. Deadlines for nominations is June 1st, so don't delay. For more info, click on the banner at iowaagnet.com.
Signs are pointing to a rebuilding of the U.S. cattle herd in response to continued strong consumer demand driven by increasing quality. That was the message from Cattle Facts CEO Randy Blatch to attendees of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference as it got underway last Wednesday in Fort Worth, Texas. Blatch said beef demand is at a 37-year high and that while herd expansion is very slow, he feels January of 2025 likely marked the low in the current cycle.
We're still in tight fed cattle supplies. We've got more hooks than we have cattle to fill those hooks, and we see that not only at the fed cattle level, but we see it at the non-fed level as well. So non-fed slaughter, non-fed cow and bull slaughter has declined significantly as you'd expect. So we're stabilizing the herd from a lack of harvest of the cows. We're seeing very gradual, slow expansion, but it does look like when we look back, January of 2025 will be the low in the beef cow herd.
That strong global demand shows the industry needs to remain focused on the long term, according to USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom.
We see a lot of disruption the first quarter of 2025. The disruption in our tariffs on, are they off? Who will be affected? Who won't? This is just the nature of the market that we're in. The reality is that demand continues. Demand is record-breaking on both beef and pork in a variety of markets. So we have the ability to adjust as needed, a good example being China currently. But I think the message is that we got to keep our eye on the ball, and our eye is to stay on the ball, keep growing demand, looking a little bit medium to longer term, because in the end, I really think all this noise around what may or may not happen will be superseded by demand.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.